KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06 this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, a little bit of light fog in some low-lying areas this morning, and 51 degrees your current temperature. Look for sunny skies later today with a high near 79. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In local news, a two-vehicle accident resulted in damage but no injuries in Montgomery County on Friday. The Red Oak Police Department reports the accident occurred at 12:54 p.m. Friday at the intersection of Highway 34 and Eastern Avenue. After investigation, it was determined that a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, driven by 86-year-old Bruce Jackson Burr of Red Oak, was traveling on Eastern Avenue waiting to cross U.S. Highway 34. Burr proceeded to cross but misjudged the distance away from an oncoming 1999 Chevy Tahoe that was traveling eastbound on the highway. The driver of the Tahoe, 21-year-old Dylan Terry McKenzie of Red Oak, tried to swerve to avoid a collision but collided with a luggage rack that was hooked to the hitch of the Trailblazer. No injuries were reported, and Bruce Jackson Burr was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. Damage to the Tahoe was estimated at $3,500. The Trailblazer sustained $2,000 damage. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports an early morning arrest of a Villisca woman. At 3:46 a.m. this morning, deputies arrested 21-year-old Holly Ann Nutting of Villisca for violation of a no-contact order following an incident in the 100 block of West 2nd Street in Villisca. Nutting was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the nation has reached a new record for the number of hogs and pigs on farms. The national inventory on September 1st was 68.4 million animals, up 4% from a year ago, and the most since the USDA began keeping national quarterly records 27 years ago. The industry has been rebuilding herds after a virus killed an estimated 9 million baby pigs last year. Higher inventory should help drive down prices for pork at the grocery store after they reached record highs last year. Iowa is the nation's leading pork producer. The report released Friday says the state has 21.2 million hogs and pigs, up 2% from a year ago, and the second highest inventory ever. The record was 21.3 million hogs last December. Conagra Foods chief executive says employees will learn next week about upcoming changes, including likely job cuts and a shuffling of operations that could boost the company's presence in Chicago and lower it in Omaha. CEO Sean Connolly said Friday that Omaha will continue to play a sizable role for the company. The company has around 3,000 employees at the headquarters campus in Omaha, in Lincoln, and across the Missouri River in Council Bluffs. The Omaha World Herald reports that Connolly is in Omaha for a shareholders meeting. On Tuesday, Conagra reported a fiscal first quarter loss of $1.2 billion, or $2.85 a share. Connolly told the World Herald that day that the company had to be willing to embrace change in order to cut expenses and improve performance. The Iowa Attorney General's office has ruled that the shooting of a man by a Washington County Sheriff's deputy was justified and not a criminal act. The Iowa Department of Public Safety released the finding Friday evening after an investigation into the September 13th shooting death of 39-year-old Martin Hammond outside his home near Wellman. The investigation shows that Sergeant Kirk Bailey shot Hammond with a rifle after the man raised a gun toward Bailey and another officer. Hammond died of a gunshot wound to the chest. Several hours before the shooting, the officers had gone to Wellman's home because someone reported he was suicidal, but they couldn't locate him. Deputies returned at around 1:15 a.m. because Hammond's home was on fire. Officials say Bailey's action was reasonable under the circumstances. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports two separate arrests on Thursday. At 6:48 p.m., deputies arrested 35-year-old Cale Garrett Hardman on a warrant for harassment first degree and violation of a no-contact order. The arrest was made on 410th Street in Emerson. Hardman was booked in on $2,300 bond. Also on Thursday, Mills County deputies arrested 49-year-old Michael Scott Holtz of Malvern for driving under suspension. He was arrested on Highway 275 at 4 p.m. and held on $300 bond. And Governor Branstad signed a proclamation yesterday to allow the transportation of overweight loads of soybeans, corn, hay, straw, silage, and stover. The proclamation took effect yesterday and will expire after 60 days. The proclamation is intended to allow vehicles transporting those items to be overweight but not exceeding 90,000 pounds gross weight without a permit, but only for the duration of the proclamation. Other rules still apply, and the Iowa Department of Transportation is directed to monitor the operation of the proclamation to assure that the public is safe and to facilitate the movement of the trucks involved during the harvest season. Taking a look at your funeral announcements now this morning, Arlene Louise Kusel, age 88, of Manning, died early Tuesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Arlene Kusel will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. Carol A. Wilcox, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Carol A. Wilcox will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Emery, age 84, of Prescott Valley, Arizona, and formerly of Fontenelle, died July 12th at the Peaceful Valley Care Home in Prescott Valley. Graveside services for Robert Emery will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Marjorie Ann Hansen, age 86, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Marjorie Ann Hansen will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Elizabeth Ann Wollenhouse Johansson, age 63, of Winnebago, Minnesota, died Monday at her home. Graveside services for Elizabeth Ann Johansson will be held today at noon at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Archie Wayne Jones, age 91, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Center. Services for Archie Wayne Jones will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Roger Holliday, age 78, of Messina, died Tuesday at his home in Messina. Funeral services for Roger Holliday will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home, Messina has arrangements. Timothy R. Miller, age 61, of Audubon, died September 14th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Timothy R. Miller will be held Monday at 11 a.m. in the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Emery A. Peterson, age 94, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A Celebration of Life Memorial Service for Emery A. Peterson will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Robert H. Green, age 87, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital in Audubon. Funeral services for Robert H. Green will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. in the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.